Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. For more details online, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the show and read reviews online at WCBE.org.
Great. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando. And we're in the second Hitchcock film of Hitchcocktober.
Yep.
At the Gateway Cinema.
And we're proud to partner up Gateway Film
Center. At 321. At the Gateway Film Center.
And Cinema Classics is proud to be a part of this month-long celebration. Could you make more noise while I'm talking?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, let me try that again. Cinema Classics is proud to be a part of the Gateway Film Center's month-long celebration of Hitchcock. And this week we're talking about what has recently been declared by Sight and Sound magazine, I believe, the greatest film of all time.
I usually hear Citizen Kane.
Yeah, you usually hear Citizen Kane after that, and then followed by some moron who goes, "What? I saw that. That's boring." What are they talking about?
Right, what makes Vertigo such a
Vertigo.
Great film?
Yeah. Vertigo.
Yeah, what makes Vertigo such a great film?
What do you mean, what makes it a great
well,
film?
Well, I mean,
are you asking
from
me?
Your point
is
of view.
Is that rhetorical?
Yeah, well, no. I really want to know.
Listen, here's why. Vertigo is a great movie, and it's deemed so by great film critics and lovers of film because it's all about movie watching. Mm-hmm. Ostensibly, Vertigo is about a guy who's obsessed with a dead girl. And right, who recreates another girl in her image. Turns out to be the same girl. See, already it sounds crazy.
Yeah. So you're telling me it could possibly be Hitchcock himself trying to create his blonde women mm-hmm. in his ideal vision.
Right, but it's about the ways of seeing. It's about okay. how, you know, it's... Look, John, the movie's crazy, okay? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart is this detective who falls in love with Kim Novak,
wow.
who he thinks dies. Right?
Yeah.
Then he broods and mopes about San Francisco for half the picture until he discovers
Fortunately,
Kim Novak again.
Yeah.
Could it be the same girl?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't.
You don't know? We don't know. Is it a twin? What's going on?
However.
We don't know. We want to know.
In the vision
That's
of...
That's what Hitchcock knew that we would want to know.
Yes.
So, she begins, strikes up this relationship with Jimmy Stewart again, and he's trying to figure out if it's her or not. He doesn't believe it's her. He thinks it's some other girl. So he starts making her over, because she's brunette at this point.
Yeah.
So he starts making her over in the image of the first girl. Well, if you've never seen the movie, you have to see how it turns out. Is she or isn't she? The answer is quite brilliant. However, the answer has little to do with what the movie is about. Yeah. It's about how we see, how movies make us look at women, how movies can make us believe things that are so ridiculous. You know, clearly it's Kim Novak both times.
How we can't force happiness onto ourselves. We can't shape it. We can't really make it happen unless we have it somewhere deep inside, that happiness. We can't force it on the outside. And particularly when it comes to romance. And can you imagine how much romance Hitch had in his life?
Well, see, you're looking at the subtext. I'm looking at the subtext.
Oh, no.
Vertigo is a metaphor for movie going.
I know you. I know you're
okay, but go ahead. I don't want to interrupt
you. I'm looking at the psychological part of it, which really intrigues me about the another Hitchcock hero. Now, we've had three very similar guys. We had North by Northwest, we have it in Vertigo, and we've had it when we talked about Rear Window.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys who have to play detective.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like virtually alone, trying to understand something very crazy that's happening to them. And frequently there's a woman who is confusing matters.
Right.
And certainly in Rear Window, you have a very confusing female. And we know from North by Northwest that Eva Marie Saint was not necessarily a saint.
And well, so it oftentimes in these movies what's happening is this blonde, this image of the divine female lures these men into dangerous situations because not really through anything, through any fault of their own necessarily, but the man's obsession with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, that doesn't hold true for North by Northwest, frankly, does it?
What?
That, what I just said.
Yeah,
because it's the mistaken identity thing. It has nothing to do with Eva Marie Saint. Scratch this line of thought.
Okay.
Let me go
All
back
right.
to this.
Yes.
Well, let me go back to something you said last week, John.
Yes.
which was that Hitchcock was so disappointed with the way Vertigo performed at the box office.
Yes.
That he never worked with Jimmy Stewart.
Well,
again.
He claimed Stewart looked too old.
Yes. That's what he kind of did. Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Right, right.
But listen, the reason why Vertigo didn't perform at the box office had nothing to do with Jimmy Stewart, who gives one of the great screen performances here in this movie. It has everything to do with the movie being absolutely confounding and weird.
Of course it is, and it takes 50 years to try to figure it out, and they're still doing it.
And, I mean, and you know, kind of there's this necrophiliac kind of sub-thing happening there. Really, North by Northwest was a hit because it's just total...
Yeah, it was pretty linear.
Yeah, it's linear. It's whatever's happening on the screen is actually happening. It's it's a chase. Yeah. It's a chase.
You know, and the good thing about Hitchcock is that, in the case of North by Northwest for sure, is that you learn what's happening slowly, but you learn it. You don't have to wait to the end.
Yeah.
You know, he's very careful to make sure, and he did this in North by Northwest very well, and make sure that we could follow along, even in the point of view. There's really only one scene in that one where it isn't from his point of view. But here we definitely have a point of view.
Yeah.
But, and here is not as clear.
Right, and it's an untrustworthy point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, look at the color scheme. In North by Northwest, you have grays and blues.
All the reds and
whites and blacks and very bright popping colors. And here, everything is murky and
Well, there's red and green. There's some
red and green, but they're murky. They're bloody. They sort of, you know, there's this... It's death is looming over this movie.
Well, it's contradictory. For instance, even when he and Edith Head... created the costuming for Kim Novak. They had her in that now famous suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gray suit that fits no blonde we know.
It's actually the same suit Cary Grant wore in North by Northwest.
but picking it just to kind of counter our expectations of a flashy, attractive woman in this dowdy suit. Mm-hmm. Nice touches. Right down to that is how careful Hitchcock is.
Right.
And we know that he storyboards almost everything that he does. So he's the master of control. And I love this film because it shows a man out of control.
Right. And no one was better at that than Jimmy Stewart.
Right. Right.
You know, Cary Grant always turned his inability to control a situation into laughs. Jimmy Stewart was able to translate his inability to control the situation into psychological terror.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One of the other things that's interesting about this movie is Novak herself as a performer, you know?
She is. She's no actress.
She is no actress, and yet she's completely like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
Yes.
Perfect for this
wonderful
part. You know what I mean?
You're so right. Somehow it works.
Somehow
it works. And
maybe
because she's not an actress.
Exactly. Because she is so vacant. You know what I mean? Because that's what this movie is really about. It's about movie going.
Yeah.
It's about what the spectator brings to the movie screen. When you look up there, it can be a great movie, but unless you're projecting your own fears and hopes and desires onto the screen, the movie is worthless, right? Well, that's what Jimmy Stewart is. Jimmy Stewart is standing in this movie for the moviegoer.
Oh, yeah.
And Kim Novak is his blank screen, and he's filling her with all these...
Yeah, and you know, for all of that, Hitch is still being the auteur. I mean, even in the way he uses his camera, and you know the famous shot of the pullback... and I forget what they call it, but anyway, he has a close-up, then he pulls back real fast and to give you that vertigo effect. And then the whole thing, not the whole thing, but the movie is very much about falling.
Oh, yeah, falling in love.
Falling
right, from falling
in love, for, yeah.
A high point.
And I don't know which film the most famous shot is of the spiral staircasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's this one. I haven't seen it in a while. But you know that so often filmmakers will take a shot
from
the top to show you the winding, dangerous nature
of
and stairs.
The dizzying perspective.
Right, right,
absolutely.
Right. I could probably say something about my life experience. While I have never experienced vertigo, I think I've had vertiginous experiences with women in my life. And that's where, although you will talk about the movie-going experience, I talk about the experience between a man and a woman and the desire to be in charge of a relationship.
Right. And if you fall just right, it's all worthwhile.